For more than 1,000 years, it's maintained its identity in between invasions and economic turmoil. And while they still keep one eye on their neighbors to the east, Poland is now thriving as a hub of Central Europe. In a bit, guides from Poland help us plan the ideal week-long getaway to the lively cities and epic history of their homeland. Reverend Eugene Cho heads a faith-based advocacy organization that I've admired for decades. He stops by to tell us how the recent about-face on American support for the needy is impacting their mission advocating for humanitarian aid in the U.S. budget. Let's start today's Travel with Rick Steves with Onika Raymond. She's a freelance travel writer and TV correspondent, and she's hosted a podcast series called About the Journey. Onika's traveled to more than 100 countries on nearly every continent, and she's back to tell us about her favorite countries to visit as a Black woman who often travels solo. Onika, nice to talk with you again.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, first of all, can you just kind of give us some context? Because you've got so much going on with your teaching. You've got a podcast, you're hosting TV shows, you're writing, and you've got this passion, this mission to inspire other Black women to get out there and make the world their friend.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I feel that it's very important. I think one of the, not failings, but one of the unfortunate things about the travel industry is that it's very white and it doesn't cater to people who look like me. And oftentimes it can be difficult to find information and resources that specifically pertain to not only Black travelers, but Black female travelers. And so here I am as a Black female traveler, kind of offering my tips and advice.
And you've written, "Normalizing Black Travel Makes It More Accessible."
100%.
And I think that's a beautiful mission. So let's normalize it right now. And let's talk about your 10 favorite places to go. And I read through these and I thought, hey, I'm not a Black person and I'm not a woman. These look like good destinations to me too. So, but we're going to get out there and look at it from the perspective of a Black woman traveler. Brazil is number one on your list. What's so special about Brazil?
Something that I say about Brazil is that not only is it a great time for everybody, I mean, the culture is so vibrant, the sites around the country are incredible, but a lot of people say that Brazil has the body of America and the soul of Africa, and that it's very much a gateway or a getaway that is a kind of a no-brainer for Black women. And the thing is, because the African diaspora is so strong, Black female travelers, I think, are going to feel really comfortable there because not only are they going to see themselves reflected in the population, but also in the culture, the music, and the food. And I think that if you are a Black woman who is new to traveling, yeah, I think it's really comforting to go somewhere where not only people look like you, but where there's a cultural kind of fluency and fluidity, and there's very much an understanding. So it's kind of like a remix of what you've already experienced at home or in your life as a Black female.
And I think without even knowing it, that African diaspora influence is one of the reasons why white and Black travelers enjoy Brazil.
100%.
Next on the list is South Africa.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Very much the same reasons as Brazil. I mean, first of all, you're going to go for probably, well, not necessarily, but I mean, the safari experience is absolutely incredible. Going to Table Mountain in Cape Town is something that you absolutely have to do as well. But I think that as somebody who is very invested in the Black experience, going to South Africa and learning about apartheid and learning about the history there, I think is important not only for Black female travelers to do, but any Black traveler. That's a very important, you know, maybe a very sad part of history, mm-hmm, but one that's very important to take stock of and to go there and to see it for yourself. So that's absolutely a destination I'd recommend.
You can't help but be touched by that. The heroism of Nelson Mandela and the heroism of the people to overthrow apartheid, whether you're Black or white. And to go there as a Black traveler, I can imagine it really is
very powerful.
Next on the list, Onika, we've got France.
I love France. I lived in France for 2 years. I went to university in France. And while people have this stereotypical idea of like Paris and the Parisian cafes and French culture, all of that is absolutely true. But there's a very large Afro-French population. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's really worth kind of going and seeing how that side lives. And again, I think for me, as somebody who's of African descent, of somebody who is of Jamaican descent, I always love going and seeing other places in the diaspora to see how my brothers and sisters are living overseas. And so I think I'm just very interested in Black Francophone culture in general, and France is a great place to go and experience that.
Onika Raymond shares tips and opinions to help you explore your own relationship with the world. You'll find her articles and blog posts from visiting six continents at onikathetraveler.com. The next country on your list is Thailand.
I love Thailand. I've been to Thailand 7 times. In fact, last year I spent an entire month in Thailand, and I feel very comfortable there as a Black woman, probably because, you know, Thailand is known as the land of smiles. So the culture is just very welcome and opening. And beyond that, I think particularly if you are someone who is descended from the Caribbean like myself, you'll really feel at home in Thailand because there are beaches, the food is great. I mean, even though there may not be a direct tie or link to the diaspora, to the African diaspora, I think that the culture is so open and warm that as a Black person, you'll feel comfortable there. And I think as well, very often as Black people, at least in the past, there was a bit more of a reticence or reluctance to travel to Asian countries. And this is one Asian country where you might get some stares, you might get some looks, but trust me, it is all love over there.
Now, and that's an interesting issue, to assume positive intent. Somebody's mm-hmm. staring at you, and you could take it as a negative, or you could take it as a positive. And I don't know what the right answer is, but it seems like a lot of times people take something as a negative when actually it's a naive positive.
Right. I think context is really key. And I do believe that in certain places in Asia, they're not accustomed to seeing Black people, or they've only seen them on TV. And so you being there in real life, you end up being kind of an object of curiosity for them.
This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Onika Raymond. Her podcast is About the Journey. And we're talking about Onika's perspective from a Black woman's point of view on how to make the world her oyster. And we're looking at 10 countries that she finds very welcoming to a Black woman traveler. Let's go to Japan. You've got Japan on your list. What was your experience there?
I love Japan, and actually I was just there for the second time a few months ago. Japan, I mean, is just such a unique country with a very unique culture. But something that really struck me, both on my first visit and on my visit a few months ago, was how much, I guess, this appreciation for hip-hop and reggae and dancehall music and culture is so prevalent in Japan. Oh. The first time I went to Japan, I actually went to a dance hall, a reggae dance hall club, and I was greeted by Japanese b-boys who had actually spent time in Jamaica. And so I went with a girlfriend of mine who is also Black, also from the Caribbean, and they were in awe of us. They were practicing their Jamaican patois on us. Ah. They knew all of the songs, and I thought, this is wonderful.
Take advantage of that. You're the star of the show. We're going to pick up the tempo now because we still got 4 or 5 countries left. Ethiopia.
Ethiopia is the cradle of civilization. I feel like every Black person, whether they are female or male identified, needs to visit the continent of Africa. It is important for you to do that. I'm going to say that this is a Black traveler, as a Black person, so that you can know yourself.
Yeah. And Jamaica.
My family is from Jamaica. I am very much a Jamaican at heart. And I mean, so many things. I mean, Jamaican culture obviously is renowned the world over. And it's just a beautiful place. So go.
And as you said, sometimes it's nice to go to a place where you are not the odd color on the street.
Absolutely.
United Arab Emirates. That was interesting to find that on your list.
You know what? The UAE is just a fascinating place to me in general. I think Dubai and Abu Dhabi are very cosmopolitan. They serve as really good introductions to the Middle East for the first-time traveler or for first-timers. And you know what? What I've realized in the years since I've written this is that there's actually a large Black expat population in Dubai and in Abu Dhabi. So once again, this is the place to go if you want to kind of go out overseas, hang out with other travelers like yourself. There's a large or a growing Black population over there, and it's kind of put a spin or I guess influenced the inherent culture there, which I think is pretty fun.
And it's less conservative than their Gulf neighbors.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. This is a great introduction. It's kind of a gateway to the Middle East.
The Maldives. Ah, that picture on your website of you in the Maldives just made me want to go there.
You know, I have had the blessing to visit the Maldives twice. The last time I was there was actually a year ago. And it's very much a destination where you get to treat yourself. And I think that Black women, as Black women, we deserve opportunities to engage in self-care. The Maldives is going to do that. So this is the place where you're going to be surrounded by beauty. You're going to be able to relax and you'll be able to connect and practice self-care. And Maldives absolutely gives you the opportunity to do that.
In our last country on the list of 10 favorite countries to visit as a Black woman is the country where you can climb Mount Kilimanjaro, where you can go on a safari in the Serengeti, and where you can just enjoy the beaches of Zanzibar.
Rick, I mean, you've gone ahead and said it all. I mean, there are so many things to do.
And what country
in Tanzania.
Is that? Tanzania.
Well, it, you know what? I didn't realize you didn't say the country.
I didn't say it because I don't know how to pronounce it. I always get it wrong. Tanzania or Tanzania.
You know what? So it's so funny because I feel as though Americans and Canadians, we pronounce it as Tanzania. However, I've heard people from Tanzania pronounce it as Tanzania.
Tanzania. You know? I like that better than anything.
Right.
And as a Black woman,
yeah,
how was that?
I mean, you know, it's an opportunity to reconnect to your roots and go and experience,
you know,
the motherland.
There's a sort of a natural camaraderie or sisterhood when you meet people in Tanzania, as you are from Canada, you know, and you're a
100%. I mean, you're basically looking into a mirror, and I love this idea of using travel as a bridge. But going to a place where people look like you and you're going to a place where your ancestors are from, that's a really special thing and a really special feeling, which is why I always encourage all Black travelers to travel to countries in Africa to experience that.
Onika, we've got travelers, Black and white, listening right now. You've put so much energy into sharing this message. What's the fundamental takeaway from your teaching about travel?
I would love people to travel with an open mind and to go see things for themselves and to not let their perspectives be tainted by news reports or by other people who may have an ulterior motive.
Makes so much sense. Let your travel experience shape your worldview rather than some agenda media source. Thanks, Onika, and best wishes with your teaching and happy travels.
Thank you so much.
You'll find links to Onika Raymond with this week's show at ricksteves.com/radio. Advice for a classic week in Poland is just ahead, after we hear about the challenges U.S. relief organizations are now facing.